Time now for the KTAR Timeline with Steve Zinsmeister, brought to you by the husband and wife law team of Breyer Law, protecting the rights of the seriously injured in Arizona since 1996.
It's May 12th, and on this day in 2014, a deadly virus came to America.
The Centers for Disease Control reports the deadly MERS virus has reached the United States. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS for short. Previously, MERS had been found in a dozen countries, all in the Middle East and Europe.
It's in a family of viruses called coronaviruses that we know from illnesses like SARS and even the common cold are in the same family of viruses.
Just like the coronavirus that we're currently dealing with, MERS is a respiratory illness causing fever, cough, and breathing problems. And just like the pandemic that we're going through now, experts wondered how MERS was able to transfer from animals to humans.
Species jumping is a difficult thing, but when it happens, it means that the virus adapts comfortably across species lines in very much the way colds and flus do.
Since MERS was discovered in 2012, about 2,500 cases have been confirmed, with 858 deaths in 27 different countries. And it came to the U.S. on this day in 2014.